In Play Radio from William Hill. We've got it covered.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Tennis Podcast. Alex Dunn here, joined on the line by Nick Lester to look ahead to the quarterfinals of Wimbledon 2014. Been a superb competition so far. So arguably one of the biggest shocks in quite a while yesterday, with Nick Kyrgios getting the better of Rafa Nadal in a four-set thriller, and plenty more action to look forward to on Wednesday and Thursday. As I said, I'm Alex Dunn and I'm joined by Nick Lester. How are you, Nick?
I'm very well, Alex. Thanks, very well.
Good. As I said, yesterday's game between Nick Kyrgios and Rafa Nadal, I've certainly not seen anything like that in quite a while in terms of the way that Kyrgios just seemed to belong, didn't he?
You couldn't have put it any better. I mean, he has a bravado, doesn't he? He has a belief. He has a game as well. More importantly, he has a game that holds up. You know, not just today, but going to go forward. You know, you have to have, in 2014, weapons in this sport of tennis. And he's got them. You know, he's got the serve, the forehand, and he has the belief that he belongs at the very top of the game. And, you know, there was no element at all of freezing on centre court. First occasion out there, 19 years of age, he was ready. And, you know, even his words pre-match, when he talks about how many Grand Slams that he shares with Rafael Nadal, this guy utterly believes in himself. And he has a swagger and a confidence that I think, if he can stay healthy, he's probably going to see him part of the top five in the world for a few years to come.
Mm. And as for Rafa Nadal, obviously we know he's not at his best on grass, but he still didn't play badly as such, did he?
No, listen, it's been rough for Rafa in the last few years. I mean, you know, it's the sort of opponent yesterday where it's awkward. You know, he doesn't have time to settle on the ball. He doesn't have time to get a rhythm. He doesn't have time to dominate with his forehand. And he was simply unsettled. You know, we've seen it with Rosal a couple of years ago. We saw it with Darcis. Even this year, you know, it's not been a great draw for him. Kljan in the first round, Rosal in the second round, Kukushkin, all players that really can punch holes in the dial, can keep the points short. And that's exactly what Kyrgios did yesterday. You know, I do wonder if Nadal will ever win this event again. I think, you know, certainly given the next year is going to help, because we have an extra week between Wimbledon and the French Open, so we'll have more time to prepare. But unless he gets a slightly better draw, you do wonder if his best grass court days might be behind him.
Because, of course, his focus very much on the French Open, but without doubt his Wimbledon form does need to improve. As for Andy Murray, we've seen him get to the quarterfinal stage without really breaking out of a canter. He's looking pretty comfortable, isn't he?
Well, he's looking relaxed, isn't he? He's looking very relaxed, as we thought he might be. The pressure's off this year. The 77 years is in the bag, so that's done. And it had to be better than previous years, didn't it? There had to be an element of him feeling comfortable out there. I don't think anyone quite knew how he was going to react to being defending champion. But you know what? Ultimately, he's probably the best grass court player in the world. So it doesn't matter. He's happy on the surface. He's happy in the conditions. And he's looked good. I mean, to be fair, the draw has been very kind to him. That's the one thing I would say. But again, when the challenges have presented themselves, even against Anderson in the last round, where, you know, it was a little bit tight at the end there, saved the set point with a big serve, you know, he's come up trumps. Different match today, though, against Dimitrov. It is going to be certainly, I think, without doubt, his stiffest challenge of the tournament so far. Dimitrov has a bit more in his game and a few more elements that can hurt Murray. So, you know, I'd expect it to be close today.
Yeah, absolutely. OK, we'll get on to the individual quarterfinals in just a moment. We'll just have a mention on the ladies' draw. I mean, Serena Williams out, Maria Sharapova out. We thought we might see a few shocks in the women's draw, but for both Serena Williams and Maria Sharapova, for neither of those to be in the semi-final at Wimbledon is quite a big thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, especially Serena. There is something obviously up with Serena at the moment. There is just, you feel a little bit of the shine gone off her game, and the aura, you know, that she has definitely left her a little bit. Obviously losing to Ivanovic in Australia, losing to Muguruza at the French, and now losing to Elise Cornet. Suddenly that becomes not a crisis, but certainly a period of time in her career where you do think, well, you know, players are stepping up to the mark. And I said this after the French Open, players are improving. Players have had to up their level, and there's no doubt that Serena was fighting hard. Her game wasn't quite there against Cornet. But this feels like a slightly new generation that are pushing through now on the women's side. There's no doubt with the likes of Bouchard and a couple of others, Muguruza, I mentioned, that they're coming through. And Sharapova played well yesterday. You know, take nothing away from Angelique Kerber. Sharapova, that was one of the best matches of the women's tournament, I think, and may well go down as one of the matches of the year as well. That was some quality tennis out there, and Sharapova gave everything, and in the end she just came up short. But Angelique Kerber was playing really, really well.
She was. OK, well, we'll move on to the individual quarterfinals then. We'll start with the men's draw. 1:30 on Wednesday, we've got Novak Djokovic against Marin Cilic. 10-1 on for Djokovic, 6-1 for Cilic. It's a 9-0 head-to-head in favour of Djokovic. He's only dropped one set so far in the tournament. That was up against Radek Stepanek. But comes up against Marin Cilic here, who, as we know, performs pretty well at Wimbledon, enjoys the grass. Still a big ask for him, though, isn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, Cilic has improved a lot this year. Primarily, the serve has improved. He's made technical changes to the serve that have allowed him to get a lot more free points off the serve. So that's helped him. He's got a lot more confidence. I think he's got a bit more swagger about him than he did a year ago since, you know, he was banned, you'll remember, last year for 6 months. Spent some time out of the game. I think that made him reassess a little bit his career. And I think he's definitely come back with a bit more bite in his game, a bit more hunger and just a bit more intensity and urgency. Tough matchup today, though, I've got to say. You know, I really do. I think, obviously, Cilic's big weapons are the serve. He likes to keep the points short. But then he's talking, again, talking about a returner. I mean, I commentated on the Djokovic-Songa match in the round of 16. And again, just, you just have to marvel at the quality of the returning that Djokovic puts on the table. You know, he's able to really neutralize the big server so well just by keeping the ball deep. And then when you get into a baseline rally between these two, for me, it's only one winner. I can only see how, over the course of a couple of hours, when these two are in baseline exchanges, for me, Djokovic is all day long. I think he looks very sharp. I think he's moving great. You know, he's being out at backhand, looks really solid. Mentally, he seems very dialed in. And I can only see, a straight sets win here for Djokovic. Unless Cilic serves really out of his head for the first set and a half, I think once Djokovic gets a hold of that, I think it's Djokovic all day long here. And that's why, for me, I go 3-0.
Okay. A straight sets win for Djokovic is 8-13. Not expecting too many problems there for the Bulgarian. Next up, Andy Murray against Gregor Dimitrov. It's a game that we've already touched on. Andy Murray in at 2-7, Dimitrov at 13-5. Of course, the defending champion, Andy Murray, yet to drop a set. Dimitrov won at Queens, and as you said, this is certainly Andy Murray's biggest task to date, isn't it, in this competition?
Yeah, and Dimitrov's benefited from losing early at Roland Garros, no doubt. Again, he's had a couple of weeks. He's had four weeks on the grass. Obviously, champion, as you say, at Queens, where he played great. In testing conditions as well. And, you know, he faced all sorts of different opponents there. It wasn't just, you know, him sort of playing well. He played Lopez in the final, obviously. That was a tricky match, and he found a way to get it done there. Different guy from what he was a year ago, and I've talked a lot about this. Different mentality. Probably, arguably, the best athlete on tour. I think, obviously, Monfils and Nadal would have a shout there, but I think Dimitrov covers the court as well as anybody. And this is where it's going to be tricky for Murray today because, you know, this is a guy who can match Murray physically. I would say not quite in terms of the intensity and the longevity over the course of a match, but certainly in short bursts. For me, Dimitrov is as good an athlete as anyone out there, and I think that's the challenge. Different matchup today. Murray's generally played guys where he's been able to dominate them. He's been able to dictate them with the slice, mix them around. Today, I think you'll see Dimitrov try to go around Murray a little bit more. We'll see him try and use the angles. That's what Dimitrov is so good at. He's able to use the angles. He's able to mix it up, change the pace, serves great. I think Murray will win this one because I think Murray's playing better than Dimitrov, and I still think the experience he has and the confidence he has on grass is going to serve him well. I think Dimitrov will get a set. I think he's playing well enough to get a set. I do. I think he's, you know, he has the game. The forehand's great. He beat Murray only 3 months ago. He beat Murray in Acapulco on a hard court. Different event, different time of year. Murray's a different guy from what he was then. But I still think Dimitrov, with Roger Rusev in his corner, will certainly be up for this. I think he's got over his hurdle. He had a 5-setter against Olga Polov. I think he's got over that. That's the blip match, if you like, in the tournament. This is going to be close today for me. I think it'll be Murray in four, but Murray will certainly get his first test.
Okay, then. Murray and four available at 12-5. The third quarter coming up after 3:30 is an all Swiss affair. Stanislas Wawrinka against Roger Federer. 12-5 for Wawrinka, 1-3 for Federer. Interesting that in world rankings, Wawrinka is number 3, Federer number 4. Of course, that not entirely representative of the price here. Federer has been in good nick so far, yet to drop a set. One at Halle beforehand. Stan Wawrinka playing as well as we know that he can, and managed to end his game yesterday arguing with Feliciano Lopez. Not something that we see very often, is it, Nick?
Yeah, I mean, I was actually there. I was courtside for that one yesterday. I did that match, and I think there was more handbags, to be honest. It was a bit of nonsense. There was a couple of issues with Lopez. Thought something was going on in the crowd, and I actually spoke to Mohamed Lahni, the umpire, straight afterwards, and he said to me that Vavrinka was unhappy because Lopez was moaning throughout the course of the match, and there was just a bit of bad feeling. But, you know, I don't think there's anything too much to read into that. Vavrinka played well yesterday. The serve, for me, has been impressive. It's been the serve. He's serving a lot of aces. He out-aced Lopez yesterday, which you wouldn't have thought, by 2-1. Getting a lot of free points off that side. Federer, though, has looked brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. The volley, the serve and volley, his movement in the forecourt has been outstanding. For me, this seems like a concerted effort. The first time we've seen really Federer, over the course of a Grand Slam, 4 or 5 matches, serve and volley, come in with regularity. I think he came in 41 times yesterday and won 30 or so of those points. So, you know, I just feel on a grass court that Federer is going to be able to outmaneuver Vavrinka more often than not. And it's the defensive positions that Vavrinka on a hard court and a clay court can hit his way out of trouble where he's going to be okay. But I don't think it's going to happen today. I really don't. I don't think on a grass court. I just think Federer's got way too much experience, way too much nous on a grass court. I think we'll see him mix it up. They played in Monte Carlo on clay courts in April and Vavrinka won, but this is an entirely different matchup today, entirely different matchup. I really like Federer here, and I like Federer comfortably, actually, despite the way Vavrinka's been serving. I didn't see enough yesterday in his game. Lopez couldn't hurt him from the back of the court yesterday. That was simple as that. He couldn't outmaneuver him, and I think Federer's going to be able to do that today on the centre court. It's going to be a warm day. That's going to help Federer, and for me, Federer's all day long in this match. I think it'll be 3 sets to love.
Okay, a straight sets win for Roger Federer is 7-4 against compatriot Stan Wawrinka there. The final men's quarterfinal is Milos Raonic against Nick Kyrgios. 1-2 for Raonic, 13-8 for Kyrgios. Of course, we've already touched on his win yesterday. Raonic has been reasonably impressive as well in the tournament so far. Beat Kai Nishikori in the last round. What I will say, we still haven't managed to touch on Nick Kyrgios' tweener shot yesterday. How audacious was that, Nick?
I mean, you know, I it's almost unbelievable that someone at 19 years of age has the, as you say, the audacity and the belief to hit that sort of shot. I mean, not just hit it. He didn't hit it at 5 love either in the first round against the guy ranked 200 in the world. He hit it against the world number one. I mean, that's ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous. And today, obviously, is all about backing it up. It's fairly rare. You know, I was looking on Twitter this morning, only 5 guys in the last 4 years have beaten Nadal and then gone on to win again. And they are Murray, I think, has done it 3 times. Song has done it once. And I think Fanini or a couple of other guys have also done it. But it's a fairly rare occurrence that a player is able to beat Nadal, obviously the physical nature, all that goes with that, and then be able to back it up the next round and come out here. Raonic has looked very solid. Didn't play a good first set yesterday against Nishikori, but the serve obviously lays the platform for him. When he's serving well, He's going to be at least in a tie break. Off the ground, he's hitting it nicely. I think he's got his head around playing on grass. I spoke to his agent about 4 weeks ago. He said to me, listen, we're worried about the grass courts he's in because we don't think, or certainly his coaches have tried to instill in him the fact that he can play on the surface. You know, if he's playing 40% tennis, he can still play well on a grass court because he's going to hold serve 9 times out of 10, and that's exactly what's happened. We're going to be short on rallies today. No doubt about that. We're going to be short on rallies. I just like Raonic here. I'm going to sneak 4 sets. I'm going to go 4 sets for the big Canadian.
Okay, a 4-set win for Milos Raonic there in the final quarterfinal. The price for that one is 5-2, so a fair enough price there. Okay, then, Nick, in terms of the outrights for the men's title, Djokovic in at 13-8, Murray at 5-2, Federer at 100-30, Raonic and Kyrgios at 14s, Dimitrov 16s, along with Wawrinka, and 50-1 for Marin Cilic. I believe you were sweet on Murray beforehand. Would you still be going along that path, 5-2 the price now?
Yeah, I'm not one for changing my mind. I think Murray's done nothing for me to suggest that he can't win this again. Federer's going to come through the other half. I'm pretty sure of that right now. And then it'll be just the most fascinating matchup because Federer, who's been willing to come in against players that perhaps aren't able to defend quite as well as Murray or Djokovic, that's going to be the litmus test for Federer in the final. If Federer does make the final, how he attacks against someone like Murray and Djokovic, who, as we know in the past, have physically been able to get the better of him. So I'm going to go for just about a Murray-Federer final.
Okay, very interesting. Okay, we'll move quickly on to the women's draw. We've got the two quarterfinals to look forward to on Wednesday. And we've also got a semi-final that we're going to preview on Thursday. We'll start with Eugenie Bouchard against Angelique Kerber. 8-11 for Bouchard. Kerber in at 11-10. Bouchard yet to drop a set and beat Elise Cornet last time out. Angelique Kerber, of course, beat Maria Sharapova yesterday. As we said, she was very, very impressive against a tough Sharapova. But that might have taken a bit out of her, and she's the outsider of the two here.
Yeah, interesting one. Obviously, they played just a couple of weeks ago in Roland Garros, and Bouchard actually won comfortably, I think, something like 3-1 or 3-2. So that's obviously got to be factored into the mix. Kerber is probably the best defender or one of the best defenders in women's tennis. You know, she's able to get balls back. She's able to hustle balls back. And actually, if you look at the way she plays, the style that she has, it actually suits grass courts because she has a fairly short swings on the forehand and backhand. Therefore, she's able to stay high up the court and is able to use her ground strokes effectively because there's not such big swings. So she's able to cut down time. I just think overall, I think Bouchard's going to have a little too much. I think it'll be two close sets, but I think Bouchard will get the job done in two.
Okay, Bouchard in straight sets there in that one. Not a bad price, actually. 2-1. Quite big for that one. Will be a decent game, though. Next up, Simona Halep against Sabine Lisicki. 4-11 for Halep. Lisicki 21-10. Halep dominating the head-to-heads here, 3-0, and has been really, really impressive so far. But Lisicki does like it here, and this has all the hallmarks of what could be a really good game, Nick.
It does. The only big concern for me is the shoulder injury that Sabine Lisicki picked up yesterday. I mean, she was throwing 20 double faults, the shoulder completely locked up yesterday against Shvedova. So it's almost a watch, this match. You know, you've got to watch and see how it is early doors. She wasn't overly confident. I've been impressed by Simona Halep. Haven't seen a whole lot of her, I must admit. But again, when she's been required, she's played well. And now we're at a stage where this court's playing like a hard court as well. And we know the grass is a little worn out from the back of the court. She's been able to move much better. So I think I think unless Sabine Lisicki can pull up physically, I think it's going to be a struggle for her today. I really do. I think Halep, yes, Lisicki's played well on grass, but my biggest concern would be the injury because she was really struggling yesterday. So that's why I think I'd watch this match first of all, but be on Halep for me.
Okay, Simona Halep, the pick there. In the final women's quarterfinal, we're just going to have a look at the semi-final. One that's already guaranteed. That's in on Thursday. It's Lucy Safarova against Petra Kvitova. 9-4 for Safarova. 1-3 for Kvitova. Kvitova's been pretty impressive so far in this tournament. I believe you were pretty sweet on her beforehand, Nick. As for Safarova, really demolished Makarova yesterday and seems to fully deserve a place in the semis.
I think it's probably fair to say she's been an underachiever in the game. I think, you know, she's come close. She shouldn't, you know, again, you look back at results of the Australian Open, she was within about 2 inches of beating Li Na, the defending champ, the winner there, of course, when that Hawkeye challenge at the Australian Open, I think it was round of 16, just denied her. She had match point, played well at the French, beat Ivanovic. Just for me, I think in this match, though, Kvitova is going to have a bit too much firepower. I think, you know, she has the game. It's one-strike tennis with her. It's dominant tennis. Points are kept short. She can get you moving. And I think defensively, I think she's sharpened up a bit as well. For me, I thought she's moved great this event. You know, something I said earlier on, I think Kvitova's got a new fitness trainer. I think she's defending a lot better. She's covering the baseline a lot better. So when she is in a defensive position, she's able to keep herself in the rally. I was sweet on her at the start. I still am. I think I've seen nothing. You know, I think her year has got better and better. I think her results have got better and better. And that's why I think Kvitova is going to make the final. I think she knows Safarova's game pretty well as well. So, and I think she has more game. Simple as that. I think she has more firepower from the back of the court. And I think that'll see her through.
Okay, Kvitova at 1-3 there. And in terms of the women's outrights, obviously a little bit skewed in that we already know two of the semi-finalists, but Petra Kvitova 13-8, Simona Halep 100-30, Eugenie Bouchard at 4-1, Angelique Kerber at 7s, Lucy Safarova and Sabine Lisicki at 8-1. You'll be sticking with Kvitova here?
Yeah, I'm looking at the final right now. I think that's where it is for me. And yeah, tough to say who's going to win that one. I think Bouchard overawed by the final, first final, but I'll stick with Kvitova, a woman at the start, and I think her grass suits her game. We know that. She's got a fabulous record here at Wimbledon in the last 4 years, and I think she's ready to win another one.
Okay, then. Great stuff, Nick. Thank you very much for your time. Promises to be an absolutely wonderful day on Wednesday. Thursday won't be bad either, of course. As I said, thanks for your time, and enjoy all the action.
Pleasure, Alex.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.